Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, Radio Time, TuneIn. We're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones. And we have someone in our studio today, never been on the show before. In fact, she hasn't been in the area very long. Chris Anderson is here. Chris, how are you?
I'm really good. Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. No problem. What would you like to play before we get to talking here?
Well, I'd like to start out this Sunday morning with a murder ballad.
Oh, Nothing like a good way. That's a good way to start. Excellent.
This is called Brian Greene. It's based on a true story. It happened in about 1938 down in the Delta.
All right. Here's Chris Anderson here on Hunter at Sunrise.
He owned half this county. Brian Greene owned not a thing. To Brian's mama married King, and then them Greens commenced to plot on killing Tommy King while claiming self-defense. They put that colored girl in court so she could testify. Brian Greene shot Tommy King, but he had an alibi. She said she heard our Uncle Tommy threaten Brian Greene. And when that Greene boy smiled at her, she showed it looked relief. And now my family's filled with shame from what them Greens has done. Stole our farm and our good name, but Lord knows we don't run. I aim to save my family from a coward with a gun. When I sent Brian Greene back to that hell where he come from. Next year, as I lay in bed, my head was pounding so. A shotgun in the corner, loaded up and ready to go. My wife was in the kitchen showing my girl what to do. My boys was cleaning out the barn and doing my work too. When all that devil green rides on my porch, his fiery mare stomping on the floorboards as he shot my dog right there. Tommy King was gentle, but I'm a different man. Green cried out he'd kill me, but my gun was in my hand. I had no lawyer for defense, I only had a judge. No, that didn't make no sense, but I can't hold a grudge. 'Cause 5 years on the county farm sure beats getting hung. And ain't no judge of sympathy gonna get this pain undone. A different kind of shame when murder you have done. 'Cause everybody knows your name and God knows you can't run. I aim to save my family from a coward with a gun. When I sent Brian Greene back to that hell where he come from.
Yeah. Hunter at Sunrise, here with Chris Anderson.
Thank you so much.
We forgot to tell your husband that he could applaud during this thing.
I usually have to pay him for that.
You have to pay him to applaud? How much do you pay him?
Oh, not much.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been here in the area?
Well, here in the area, not very long. I think we moved in officially into our place at the end of August.
Okay.
And, so not very long. We hardly know how to get anywhere. I don't even know which part of town I live in, but I'm going to find
out. Do you know which city you live in?
I know I'm in Virginia Beach.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's a good start.
Yes.
And I want to mention to everyone that we are on Facebook Live with this acoustic session. So if you see it, go ahead and share it with your friends so everyone can see Chris Anderson here this morning. So you handed me these records. Tell me about them. You've got an EP here. It looks like it was released this year.
It was. Unfortunately, we were just getting ready to move, so I haven't had an official release party or event of any type, but I'm pretty excited about it. I like to write stuff that's on my heart, and so I write about religion and politics, among other things.
Okay.
The things we're not supposed to talk about, but I have a different view of that. I think we should learn to talk about it, and we should be able to talk, you know, nicely to each other.
That's for sure.
So anyway, that new EP is called Just Change the Boundary. It's named after the title song, Just Change the Boundary, which is about gerrymandering.
Yeah, it says caution gerrymander area.
Exactly.
On the front cover here.
Yep.
It's very interesting. You wrote a song about gerrymandering?
I did, and actually it was included in a documentary that was put together by an organization called One Virginia 2021, which is trying to get a nonpartisan commission to figure out our voting districts so it will be fair and everybody's vote will count.
Well, amen to that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep.
So when did you actually release this?
Buy it now. You can buy the songs individually on iTunes or as an album and through CD Baby and a bunch of other online entities. And I have physical copies of it. It's just, you know, how you're supposed to do the big release thing and tell everybody. And I just didn't get a chance to do that.
And these are all six of these are original songs.
Yes, they are. They cover a lot of different topics, and they're pretty tongue-in-cheek, some of them.
Yeah. So you came here from Northern Virginia. How long had you been up there?
Pretty much my whole life. I was born in Lakewood, Ohio, and then moved to Northern Virginia when I was about 5 and have lived there ever since. So that's probably feeds my interest in politics because, you know, that's the business of the D.C. area is governance and politics and we've always talked about it. In fact, my husband and I have canceled each other's votes out for our entire marriage.
you're on other side, either sides of the issue.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, that's why I don't get it that we can't talk about stuff because I talk about it all the time.
yeah. Now, you have played a lot up there. Where have you played?
Well, I have a monthly show. It's called the Harried Americans Road Show with my band, the Harried Americans.
What is the name of the band again?
The Harried, like as in hassled Americans.
Okay.
And
the Harried Americans.
Harried Americans.
That's
right?
A great name.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Actually, a guy that used to be in the band came up with a name. Actually, his daughter came up with a name.
Uh-huh.
But we, you know, we do stuff like the songs that I've written, and we have a guest comedian every month, and we have a beat poet and featured musical guests, mostly from the D.C. area. We've had a couple of artists from as far away as Ireland and someone from South America, two people from South America.
So does this move around from place to place, or is it in one particular place?
It's pretty much in one place. I mean, the name Roadshow is kind of not real.
Okay.
But we did present it in Frederick, Maryland last year for a concert. We'll be back there in March. Mm-hmm. They invited us back, and it seems like we've done the show. We had a residency in Fairfax, Virginia for about 3.5 years, and then I moved the show over to Reston, Virginia. So.
I see.
Yeah, so it's pretty much in one spot.
Okay. We're talking with Chris Anderson here, by the way, and would you like to do another song for us?
Well, sure. I'd like to do one that I did not write. It was written quite a while ago by Stephen Foster in the 1840s. And then it's been redone by lots of different artists. And so this is an arrangement I came up with, but it's based on loosely on an arrangement by Red Molly and also, well, a couple of other artists.
So. Okay. Here's Chris Anderson here on Hunter at Sunrise. Sunrise here with Chris Anderson. You are particularly good on the guitar and the harp. How long have you been playing?
Oh, gosh, if I told you that, I'd have to tell you how old I am. I don't want to lie.
When did you start playing? Maybe we should say it that way. How about that?
Well, I actually started playing guitar probably theoretically when I was in about seventh or eighth grade. My friend Allison got a guitar, and I thought, wow, that's kind of cool. My parents had kind of made me take piano lessons before that, and I was pretty dreadful. So I really liked the idea of of the guitar, and she played folk music, and I really did not like that at that time. So anyway, it wasn't very good, and I kind of messed around with it for a number of years. But I didn't get serious until after I graduated from college and started hanging out with some other musicians, got in a band, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
I started out playing quite a while ago, and then I've had huge periods of time where I quit, like when my children were little. I was not inspired to play.
Uh-huh.
Then a friend of mine got me back into it through sort of the church band thing, and I did that for a number of years.
Right. Which leads us to this other record that you have here.
Oh, yes. Wait.
Wait. It's a musical.
Yeah.
What is this?
Well, it was originally just called The Wait. I had to change the name because I guess there's a band in Ohio that has that name.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Wait, it's a musical. It's an Advent piece, and it's lots of different styles of music. I wrote it for church bands to perform right before Christmas time.
I see.
To replace a sermon. And it was a lot of fun doing that. I've played in several productions, but the most fun for me is to go see productions of it. I've seen several.
So this is an actual production of this.
Yeah, you can actually buy the script and the music and all that stuff and perform it yourself. And I'd like to see that, Hunter.
I don't think you want to see that, Chris. I don't think you want to see it. You think you do, but you don't.
Yeah, it's written the largest cast for this thing, and I can't believe it. I wrote it to be flexible, so you had to have at least, I think, six people. The largest cast was in India, and somehow that producer had 400 children involved in several productions over several days. So I would love to have seen that, but no, I didn't get to.
Okay. We're talking with Chris Anderson here on Hunter at Sunrise. So do you think you might play one of the songs off of this new EP here?
I could. I could play the gerrymandering song.
Could you?
I
must say our interview has spurred my curiosity now. I want to know what these songs are.
Okay.
And I admit they're probably political in nature, but that will be fine.
I have to say that my brother and I have opposite politics, and he likes the song that I thought would be the most offensive to him. I caught him and his girlfriend swinging out to the propaganda polka. And then I've got a
the
video
propaganda
of
polka.
The propaganda polka. But I won't play that one today. I'll play Just Change the Boundary.
I kind of like this this one song here. Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah.
What a great name for a song. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's Chris Anderson here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Checks and the perks and titles too. We looked at the addresses where we lost the vote and such. And then we had a great idea. It wasn't cheating much. Just change the boundary. Redraw the lines. Well, the people in these districts vote the wrong way every time, but move the borders and we will dominate. Oh, take away the people's choice and then we'll rule the state. These districts came about through logic or geography. But they're not carved in stone, that's why there's flexibility. Our party has to hold the state if we're to change the tide. No one will ever beat us with new precincts on our side. We'll just change the boundary and redraw the lines.
people in these districts vote the wrong way every time, but move the borders and we will dominate. Oh, take away the people's choice and then we'll rule the state. To steal elections, discriminate. Well, the other party may fight on, but it will be too late. We'll blame the others as we denominate. And we'll hold all the purse strings by coincidence or fate. Just change the boundary, redraw the lines. The people in these districts vote the wrong way every time, but move the borders and we will dominate. Just take away the people's choice and then we'll rule the state.
Yeah. Very nice.
Thank you.
Chris Anderson here on Hunter at Sunrise. I was just sitting here thinking, man, this was the perfect guest to have on before Election Day, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks. It's perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Just Change the Boundary is the name of the EP. And where can you get this again?
You can get it on iTunes. You can get it through CD Baby. If you can find it, you can buy it on Amazon. It's a little bit more difficult to find on there for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much I think many, many online retailers. And CD Baby, you can actually order the physical EP and have that mailed to you as well.
Right,
so,
right.
And then if I start lining up some gigs around here, I will definitely have it with me.
And you have a website. We want to do a shout out to the URL there.
Yeah, that's my website is Chris, C-H-R-I-S dash Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N dot info. Chris-Anderson.info.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show. This has been fun.
Oh, it's been really fun for me, Hunter. Thank you so much for asking me.
No problem. No problem. Well, you know, we were just at this open mic the other night, and you were the only person signed up, I think. And I was the only one sitting in the audience, it seemed. So,
wait, I think there were some other people
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there were some other people there. I'm just kidding.
But it was really fun. That was the first time I actually have performed in Virginia Beach. I played my harmonica sitting in with some other guys at Stan's Firehouse Grill. It might be, I think, yep. Is the name of that place. And
I've heard of it.
Yeah, but this was my first actual performance, so I really appreciated the opportunity, and I appreciated you asking me to be on your show.
Well, we should mention that it was at Big Woody's.
And it was great.
And run by Carl Wern, which he would love for me to say, and it's every Wednesday night. So
yeah,
a little
wonderful shout
out to Carl Wern
here
this
morning.
Thank you, Carl. Chris Anderson here on Hunter at Sunrise.